I'm John Batchelor. This is the John Batchelor Show. Yemen, the very important state at the southern part of the Arabian... I'm John Batchelor. This is the John Batchelor Show. Yemen, the very important state at the southern part of the Arabian Peninsula. Yemen, the capital is Sana'a. This country has been in the news these last years because Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula is believed centered in Yemen in one of its outreaching provinces. Sana'a is the capital. President Saleh has been in control of Saleh for several decades. He is a strong leader with links to the United States and, once upon a time, to the Soviet Union. He has, these last months, been in conversation with the Obama administration because of military aid and other assistance flowing into Yemen to deal with the Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula threat. However, since the Arab turmoil started in January, Sana'a has become the centerpiece, and in Yemen has become an example of a longtime dictator autocrat confronting university students and others in the country in protests that look much like peaceful assembly. And then we see the cycle of government supporters or government workers confronting the demonstrators, often violently. Laura Kasanoff, writing for the New York Times, is in Sana'a, the capital of Yemen, and reporting on confrontations that have been taking place fairly routinely throughout the country. The one she writes of most immediately is in a western port city of Yemen on the Red Sea, Hodeidah, which, according to the website of Hodeidah University, looks like a gorgeous place, but right now it's part of the growing turmoil in the country. Laura, a very good evening, good morning to you. Thank you for this. Hodeidah, that clash yesterday, was that out of the ordinary, or is that just more of the same that you've seen throughout the country these last weeks?
What happened yesterday in Hodeidah has been part of this cycle that we've seen, particularly in the past week. It's been increasing of pro-government, plainclothes men attacking these anti-government demonstrations, attacking them via gunfire, throwing rocks, things like this. However, what happened yesterday was the most severe attack that's happened thus far in Hodeidah. Hodeidah has been rather peaceful thus far. There is a continuous sit-in, anti-government sit-in, going on in Hodeidah, where you'll have a couple thousand protesters who are sitting in, and they're sitting in the center of the city, who say they aren't going to leave until President Ali Abdullah Saleh steps down. And you also have such sit-ins going on in other major cities across the country, as well as the capital, Sana'a.
You are in Sana'a, and that looks always, when I see pictures of it, to be a fairy tale city. It very much looks like you'd have the backdrop of Scheherazade to tell stories, because all the buildings that I see in the photographs are carefully latticed worked, and you have towers throughout the city, and there's a big mountain range like Southern California sitting well away from you.
Yes.
So what we're looking at is a metropolis, and this is a country of 22 million people. This is by far the biggest city. Have you had clashes in other cities besides Hodeidah over these last days?
Yes, there have been. Just today, there was a clash in a city called Taiz, which is south of Sana'a in central Yemen. Taiz is the home to Yemen's largest demonstration. There's been a sit-in going on in Taiz since President Mubarak stepped down in Egypt a little over a month ago now. And today the clash in Taiz was the biggest clash that one of the most severe clashes that Taiz has seen, probably the biggest clash between these plainclothes government supporters and the demonstrators. However, no one was killed, and there have been people killed in Taiz in the past month. It's the same sort of thing that we saw in Hodeidah. These plainclothes guys, basically pro-government thugs, attacked the demonstration via gunfire, and the soldiers came in and sort of broke it up. However, what also happened in Sana'a and what also happened in the southern port city, Aden, is you actually have the security forces shooting protesters in Aden, the southern port city, where there isn't a sit-in. It's more like sporadic protests that happen frequently. There it gets very violent, and the majority of the 40 demonstrators who've been killed in Yemen over the past month, the majority of that happened in Aden. Now, in Sana'a, where I am, where there also is a very large sit-in going on in the front of Sana'a University, we're almost having, not daily, but quite frequently, about three or four in the past week, there have been these clashes. And actually, Saturday, we had a very large clash that lasted for about 4 hours between the security forces and the protesters, where the security forces came in and they started to hose down with a water cannon the tent that the anti-government demonstrators had set up. And so they started to hose it down, and then the anti-government demonstrators fought back by, they throw rocks, but then there was gunfire, and there was actually snipers on roofs shooting at the protesters and all sorts of things. So it's sort of sporadic. It's not consistently violent, but we do have, you know, every so often these sort of eruption of a violent clash. And last night, even in Sana'a, there was a short little clash between the plainclothes thugs who were firing at demonstrators, and then the police came in and they broke it up by firing tear gas. We sort of expect this happening again and again.
Well, I'm speaking to Laura Kasanoff. She's in Sana'a, and we're going anecdotally through the confrontation. But in general, Laura, what you're describing is a state authority using gunfire and causing casualties, and you're talking about deaths against students. Now, in other parts of the world, that would discourage students from going out again in their university and gathering in assembly. It does not seem to have stopped anybody in Yemen. They keep going out, they keep getting shot, and then they go back out again.
That is correct, yes. Every time, actually, violence is used against the protesters here, it only sort of brings more protesters to the demonstration. And these are people, they don't have guns, and they're getting shot at, and yet they don't fight back. The police will fire tear gas, and, you know, I mean, if you have tear gas fired at you, you sort of go back a bit, and then they'll charge again right back at the sort of the line of security forces. And so the violence, and particularly in Yemen, I would say, and particularly when you're dealing with, while the protests are student-led and were originally started by students and young people, now you have an increasing number of tribesmen from outside of the city who have joined the protest in Sana'a in particular. And these tribesmen have a strong culture of retaliation.
Right.
And retaliation if someone is killed and this sort of thing. It's within their tribal culture. And so
are they armed? Are the tribesmen armed? Is there any evidence of them shooting back?
They are not, actually, which is something that's very curious. These are men who, in their home provinces, don't leave their house without a Kalashnikov on their back. It's part of the culture. Not that they use the Kalashnikov daily, but they carry it around with them always. But part of the stipulation for them to join the anti-government demonstration in Sana'a is that they don't bring in their weapons. I have looked for the weapons. I have not seen any. It's hard to believe that these men do not have their weapons with them, but it seems that they do not. However, they will throw stones back at the soldiers.
Have any of the tribesmen been killed?
The majority of the deaths so far have not been the tribesmen.
Right,
have been,
right.
To the best of my knowledge. So it is something to say. If a prominent tribesman is killed somehow, what sort of retaliation will happen? That has been yet to be seen. But there certainly is the fear that that would spark much more severe violence. And it's what many people are afraid of, that the revolution in Yemen will turn into more of a tribal war than sort of this peaceful student-led revolution. So that's certainly a worry, but it hasn't reached that point yet.
Laura Kasanoff is in Sana'a, writing for the New York Times on the violent confrontation throughout a country of 22 million, so far not reaching to the level of civil war. President Saleh remains brutally in charge. I'm John Batchelor. This is the John Batchelor Show.